The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 618.
We get it. You've got a busy life. Family, friends, community involvement, pets, and sometimes you're working a day job on top of it all. So how can you find time to market your business? You do it by finding one marketing method that will bring you all the leads and clients you need. Take the Marketing Superpower Quiz at yourmarketingsuperpower.com to find out the marketing method that's best suited for you. Discover the marketing method that uses your natural gifts. It's easy at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, and it's free. When you discover your marketing superpower for free at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, you can focus your marketing and work fewer hours. Go to yourmarketingsuperpower.com right now and take the quiz. It's free, and in just a few minutes, you'll know how to market your business the easy way and get more leads and clients today.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that. Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you're clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hey, 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 Dana Wild here, and I'm so glad we get to hang out and spend some time together. Hey, could I ask you a quick favor? Would you please share this show with someone you know? You can just send people over to danawild.com/iTunes or danawild.com/iHeart if they're on iHeartRadio instead of iTunes. And it would just mean the world to me. Thank you so much for sharing this. I would really appreciate it. So today I want to talk about accountability. You know, at the time this show is airing, we're coming right up on the new year. And so accountability tends to be on a lot of people's minds. And in my humble opinion, I haven't always been a fan of accountability because a lot of times it was steeped in that kind of old school, shame-based feeling. So I remember a long time ago, I was part of a group that was supposed to be an accountability group. And we ended up using this system that said if you didn't do your thing, well, then you were letting the group down. And we were pitted against other groups and your points went down and you lost this contest if your group wasn't as productive or successful. And I can't even talk about it without just a big old feel bad, because so much of accountability has that kind of negative connotation to it. We've been raised with that idea that if somehow you don't do what you said you're going to do, then you're letting yourself down or you're letting the group down. And so many people, even they hear the word accountability, they start to go, "Bleck, I hate that idea." And so I want to address kind of three things in relationship to accountability, because I don't think accountability has to be a feel bad word. And how do you know if an accountability situation is going to be good for you? Well, point number one, you know by the way you feel. So do you feel excited when you hear an opportunity, or do you get that pit in your stomach? Which is it? I had a friend recently approach me not so long ago, and she was doing a course on a topic that both of us wanted to learn about. And it was a pretty pricey course, but she said, "I'm going to sign up. And do you want to sign up too so that we can we can do this together. And the word she used actually was so that we can be accountable to each other. But what I heard was so we can do this together. It'll be so much fun to learn this. And so I was like, yeah, of course I want to do this because this sounds like fun. We will be able to do this together. We'll get through this course. We'll learn what we need to learn. We'll finish our project. Awesome. I'm in. And so that initial gut instinct you get tells you if it's feel good accountability or feel bad accountability, because you can have either one. Okay. The next point I want to make is, let's say you decide to do it. If you decide to do it, whatever that accountability project is or program is, then train your brain and make it the reason for your success. I want to like say that in all capitals. The reason for your success. You know, your brain will take any reason for your success. And so when you take on an accountability project with a group of people or with one other person, you are making like a line in the sand for your brain. And you are telling your brain, this thing happened and this was the trigger for my success. Every year, right about this time, New Year's time, we do the 6-week intentional action course. And it's a time when we can all work together as a group to accomplish 3 goals over a 6-week period. And you can learn about it if you're hearing this right when it airs. You could even probably still jump in. There are probably still some seats left. DanaWild.com/action is where to check that out. But one of the first things I tell people is when you get into this action course, start training your brain with the phrase ever since. So ever since I joined this action course, I've accomplished this, this, and this, or my business has taken off, or things are really happening for me. And you can fill in the blank with any accountability thing you decide to do. Ever since I joined this accountability group, ever since I partnered with my friend to finish this course, I'm making sales by leaps and bounds. Here's why this works. Ever since is a trigger word for your brain. And when it hears that phrase, ever since, it says, yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. You did that. You joined that accountability group. Yeah, that's true. You signed up for the 6-week intentional action course. And so it automatically assumes anything you say after that is also true. It makes that jump instantly without you even having to work at it. And the funny part is, literally, you can use this for everything. So you could say, ever since I started eating an orange every morning for breakfast, my business is growing by leaps and bounds. For real. Your brain will just, it really wants you to be successful. Like any reason you give it, it'll do it. So the point I'm trying to make here, point number 2, is if you're going to do this, if you're going to join this accountability group, or you're going to join the 6-week intentional action course, or you're going to make that commitment to your friend, then use it as your reason for success and train your brain. Train your brain. It's a great catapult. It's a great line in the sand. It's a great time to bring yourself over to the next level. And then the third thing I want to say, the third point I want to make, and this is going to be kind of counterintuitive after I just said the other thing, but remember that if you do something, there's nothing in life that isn't undoable. You can always change your mind. Go into it with the best intention. Go into it with fun. Go into it with the best idea. But anything you do in your life, you're never letting anyone down if you change your mind. There's so many stories that we write about our behavior that are so shame-based and so feel-bad. Like, I don't follow through if I don't do this. Or, I'm a bad person if I don't carry through to the very end and discipline myself, even if I hate it, all of this stuff, right? Follow the feel-good path. If you have an emotional hit, an emotional happy, an emotional excitement point that says join something, and you join it, and you're doing it, and you're training your brain, and you're having fun, and you're moving along, and all is well, and if for any reason you lose that momentum, or you stop, or you go on to another thing, or you get distracted, or whatever happens, it's okay. It's okay. We don't need to like make everything a reason to beat up on ourselves, and instead quite the opposite. Trust that you can trust yourself. Trust that you can trust your emotions. Know that you are on the path. Know that everything is working out for you. Know that no matter what happens, it's all a feel good. It doesn't matter what happens or what doesn't happen, or what you do or what you don't do. What matters is the story you tell about it. And so take the feel good path. Do your best to make your judgments from that happy, exciting place. Do your best to train your brain and stay on the happy, exciting path. If you stray, or if things switch, then do your best to make that your new feel-good path. Life is meant to be joyful. It's meant to be fun. It's meant to be an adventure. It's meant to be lived. So enjoy it to the fullest. Enjoy it to the fullest, no matter what path you're on. And what a great time to do it. Don't you just love the new year? The new year is like so fun because everybody gets a clean slate. Everybody gets a clean slate. You get to start over. You get to invent yourself, reinvent your life, do whatever you want to do, reevaluate, look forward, and take the feel-good path. And I know that you will find your way to feel-good accountability, even if that accountability is just to yourself. Take the feel-good path, and you're most of the way there. And in fact, show up for next show, and I'm going to tell you some fun stuff you can do in the new year. I'm able and capable and willing and ready and able, and I want it, and I'm capable of it, and I'm willing and able and ready.
Am I giving to a taker? Red light, red light, red light. We are all worms, but I do believe that I am a glowworm.
The opposite of self-doubt is clarity.
It's that moment of choice.
The big thing I'll tell you is it's your mindset.
Oh, that is good. I love the bribe.
That's going to sort itself out.
Happy where I am and ready for more.